Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We'll be going over the latest global economy news, and right here in the United States, we got Bob Chapman popping in for a 15-minute interview in about 30 minutes. International forecasters, some of the best economic true analysis you're going to find anywhere. And then Charlotte Thompson Iserby, been interviewing her for more than 10 years. We haven't had her on in about two. So I thought, why not get her back up and continue the series we're doing here yesterday with John Taylor Gatto on education from their own source documents, how they're dumbing down the population, how they took us from the most intelligent people in the world with the highest test scores, dwarfing any other nation, to being the dumbest in the industrialized and behind 20-plus third-world nations in the rankings as well. That's right. People growing up in dirt-floored huts in tiny villages are getting better educations than the American people. And the reason I decided to get Charlotte on today was that I tend to go to YouTube every night, and I type my name, Alex Jones, in, and I hit date added to see what the latest videos and clips are. And I went in there, and I saw this little individual who implies that he's going to school to be a social worker. He's 30-something years old, I guess, and still in school doing that from what he implied. And he just said that, I believe space aliens run everything. I believe George Bush is with space aliens. I've never said that. We don't talk about space aliens here. And he went on to say that we're just making it up, that social workers have called the family a disease and said that it has to be eradicated and that everyone's mentally ill who is part of a family and that the state has to re-educate us. But he did issue a challenge that last night and this morning I have yet to be unable to meet, and that is about 5 years ago, Bob Dacey came to me. His son was going to college. He's now a police officer, and he was going to school here locally in Austin, and I went way back in memory. To be accurate, it was ACC at the time. Then he went to Sam Houston and got his official degree in law enforcement. Really good guy. Knew him when he was a little kid. Now he's a grown-up man and a cop down in Houston. But long story short, Bob came in, and now Bob's been on the air 8-9 years. One of my great proteges, very proud of Bob Dacey. And he came in with a textbook down to the TV station. He gave me photocopies of it, and it was Calhoun Reader, Social Working something, and it was the textbook used at ACC and UT. He had documents on that, and it said that something like the family is a throwback to ancient times. We must cure this disease. The family is a disease. Then I saw Bob a few months ago, and I said, Bob, can you find that? And he said, yeah, I'll try. But, you know, in 5 years, we go through quite a few documents. And Bob, since then, I haven't really stayed on him, hasn't found it. And then I did some Google searching, and I couldn't find it last night for about an hour and got madder and madder. Then I spent about another hour and a half of time I didn't have this morning doing it. So I'm going to turn you loose. But that means if I forget to not talk about this in the third hour, and you've posted it in the PrisonPlanet.com message board, you need to call in and tell me where it is so I can go find it. Here's an example. 4 or 5 months ago, I went on air and talked about how cities all over the country won't hire you if you have over 100 IQ as a cop. People said I was a liar, and the listeners literally found like 30 mainstream articles, and we blew them away. So I'm turning you loose. I need your help. Find me textbooks, quotes, government documents where they call a family a disease. Post them all in there. The power of millions of you taking action is unstoppable. I know it's there. Find it. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Like I should. But if you're thinking you're right, then you'll be wrong. And when you get home, baby, I'll be gone. Your name represents evil. I don't believe a word you say. And if you wonder what I'm doing, I'll tell you, I found a better way. Well, those were times in the past we shared, but now, baby, I don't really care. I'll move on, baby.
Gentlemen, Now, this song's never been heard before on the radio. That's our very own Weldon Henson and Trey Kincaid, and Weldon Henson and the Hillbilly Renegades from right here in Austin, Texas, with his first CD. And he thinks that's the best track on there. I think it's good, but not as good as some of the others. I'm going to play maybe one more, a little piece of that today. It's WeldonHenson.com, W-E-L-D-O-N, Henson, H-E-N-S-O-N.com, to get the CD. Because when I see talent, and I know that they're hard working, they deserve to make it big. And if I can help in any little way, or if you can help, I hope that happens, because it's just a great country band. You can get the CD at WeldonHenson.com. Ladies and gentlemen, they're also on MySpace if you care to peruse over that direction. Okay, let me just stop and go back to what I was saying before the break. I remember about 4 or 5 months ago, I got on air and I mentioned stories that I've covered many times over the years. And I talked about how the states, under federal guidelines and federal grants, from Detroit to Dallas, Texas, from New York City to Los Angeles, California, I mean, every major city I've seen, there have been lawsuits and cases. I see them pop up every few months, where if a police officer now has over 100 IQ, they don't hire you. And that's done. We have the documents, because they found people over 100 IQ, over average intelligence. 100 IQ isn't stupid. Most of us have 100 IQ. I'm not saying cops are dumb. I'm just, they don't want above average that are going to see the big picture and ask questions. And sure enough, YouTube videos, emails, phone calls, I'm a liar, I'm making that up, people didn't believe it. And they said, Alex didn't give proof for that. Alex just made that up. Well, what happens is, if I've already covered something 30, 40, 50, 60 times with the actual news articles, I will then get into shorthand on the air, and I will say, yeah, they won't hire cops if they got over 100 IQ. That's been that policy for at least a decade that we know of. And there have been national TV programs about it trying to spin it. And sure enough, our great listeners, when I mentioned it, went into the PrisonPlanet.com forums and literally found dozens and dozens of stories and articles and mainstream reports. It's the same thing. When I get up here and I say the Mexican Attorney General made his employees take implantable microchips, that was in MSNBC, Associated Press, Reuters. It was big news 4 years ago. And the last time I mentioned that, I got emails and calls and YouTube videos were made saying I was a liar. I'm not a liar. And frankly, before you just say I'm making something up, you should go Google it and search it out for yourself. But maybe since I mentioned that, we should just post it right there in the forum. But the people that are saying these things, I don't even think that they're out there themselves lying, calling me a liar. I think they really think I'm making this up. They can't believe that the Mexican Attorney General took a microchip and made his employees take one. I don't think they believe that the California Bureau of Prisons in 2003 tried to make its prisoners take it, Reuters reported. It was a backlash and lawsuits, and then they backed off. I don't think when I talk about civilian inmate labor camp programs and the admissions of secret concentration camps from 86 until 96, declassified in 96, I think people hear that and they just think it's a lie. Why don't you type civilian inmate labor camp program into Google and you will find it. You will find out I'm telling the truth. Now, occasionally I go back from something 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, 15 years ago, because I was politically active and, you know, fighting the New World Order 2 years before I got on air, and it's so many years ago, I can't even find it. I know I reported it. I know I held it in my hand. I know it's true, but you know what? Now, it's kind of like a pet peeve or obsessive-compulsive in a way. There's a few things I obsess on. And it might be not being able to find some 15-year-old T-shirt with holes in it that I love. That happened this morning. Or it might be not being able to find my car keys. I just go crazy. Or it might be, I mean, we've all got them. Well, one of them is not being able to find something I've had. Now, it's Calhoun Reader, Social Work 101, something like that. 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, I had it on TV, the textbook. Bob took it back and gave it back to his son who was going to college here locally. I asked Bob for it. He can't find it. He can't, you know, he gave it back to his son because he sold the textbook back. They're so expensive. He had photocopies of it. I'm lighting a fire. I want that text where it said the family is a disease and primitive and needs to be eradicated. I want it, and I want it now. Now, John Taylor Gatto read the Hillary Clinton quote footnoted from his free book at johntaylorgatto.com yesterday, where he came on and talked about Hillary saying the family was a primitive, you know, bad institution. I know that we've got official Department of Education documents where they said they wanted to remove the family and being in control. So I just went ahead and set Charlotte Iserby up today for the third hour to address this. In fact, let's just go ahead and play the first minute of this guy. And again, he's just indicative of the average person. I believe he really believes I'm lying. I believe that he really thinks I'm making this up. And I guess in his social working classes or whatever he took at college, he implies it was social working. He says he never read this in his social working books, but he didn't come across this. I don't know how you didn't. It's said in different ways throughout the literature. I mean, I've got in Endgame the quotes of him talking about taking over the family and mass drugging the population. And I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of these quotes and statements. But let's just hear the very first of this, where he, out of the gates, though, says that I say that space aliens run things and that George Bush is working with space aliens. I have never said this. So at first he makes totally illegitimate attacks, and then he expands out, though, into things that are legitimate, because he's seen shows where I just mention that, oh, yeah, I saw this textbook where it said this. And, you know, 5 years later, I don't have it in front of me, but it is real. Here it is.
Hello there, YouTube. This is the scientist, and I'm doing a video response to the Alex Jones family and socialism thing. First off, I want to say that Alex Jones is nuts. This is the same guy who does Prison Planet, and we all know it for gems like aliens are invading, you know, Bush is an alien, just weird off-the-wall crap like that. And this video is a perfect example of what this guy is all about. Absolutely perfect, and I can spell it out for you. First of all, why are police and social workers in a children's classroom bad? And I don't think they mean, like, right in the classroom, but working with teachers, I don't know why that would be a bad thing. I mean, you know, schools are, in and of themselves, designed in part to catch things like abuse or childhood development problems.
Okay. Guilty until proven innocent. What about the state? The Fed's own numbers covered a Newsweek, The Shame of Foster Care, 2000. That little black kid on the cover. Go pull it up. Don't just sit there and say I'm lying. Go prove I'm wrong. Said that you're 5 times more likely to be abused in foster care or in the CPS, Child Protective Services system. It's the most dangerous place for children. And, you know, he probably thinks I'm lying when I say AP reported in Michigan they threw fake blood on kids and set off fake bombs with smoke and told them that the Homeschool Defense League, quote, against public education, that was in the news, was going to kill them. Or that they come in unannounced and make the children urinate on themselves in SWAT team drills. Or that it was in the Pensacola News Journal that Marines came in, aimed guns at him, and said, Bill Clinton wants you to know what martial law is like, 1998, Pensacola News Journal. I mean, there's hundreds of these stories. It was in the major Minneapolis-St. Paul newspaper in 2001. I had the teacher and her lawyer on, where they came into the portable buildings, aimed guns at them, told them they were going to kill them, marched them out to the woods. She had a nervous breakdown. Kids were defecating all over themselves. This was in the newspaper, not telling them it was a drill. And I see one of these every month. This is the type of brainwashing and trauma that's going on in these schools. Or Swansboro, North Carolina, the police dogs grabbing the bags, ripping them open, all on school surveillance camera, looking for drugs, no drugs found. They're indoctrination centers for putting kids into the prison system. Cameras in bathrooms aren't good, little boy. This is what's happening. The social workers were set up by eugenicists. That's the historical fact. But he just goes on to say it's not true.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes.
Ira Hayes.
Oh, no.
Ira Hayes.
Social workers.
Call him drunken Ira Hayes.
Didn't do anything to the Native Americans.
Not the whiskey-drinking Indian.
They didn't take their children away from him and re-educate him. They didn't sterilize them.
Gather around me, people. There's a story.
No, that didn't happen.
About a brave young Indian. You should remember.
That's right.
Well. From the land of the people.
You know what happened?
Indian.
By the 1850s, they'd set up the first social worker battalions in England. They picked up the very same ideas by the 1880s in the U.S. through eugenics, and they forcibly took tens of thousands of Native American youth from all the major tribes, and they put them on trains from out west, from the east. They'd take them up to huge training centers. You didn't know this? And they'd cut their hair short. They'd make them wear suits and ties, and they'd destroy their culture. That was the males. They'd take their women by the turn of the century right through to today and sterilize them. And I saw the Austin Chronicle. Somebody sent me an article they'd written a few months ago. I just read it the other night. And it made a joke about me. It said I was basically crazy and made stuff up about the government sterilizing Native Americans and how I was a nut. That's public. That's on PBS, you pieces of filth. And I'm sick of you making jokes about everything that's happening and everything that's going on around us just because you're little kids, mentally, and you don't know about the real world, and you're not aware of the horrors that are taking place. And they practice it all on the blacks. They practice it on the natives. And by the way, they're doing it to everybody now. There's a lot of yuppies and a lot of know-it-alls. I was talking to a friend just last week, and she was talking about her sister, who's a prosecutor in Fort Worth. And she was talking about a documentary out about toxic waste in China and the industry and how the deformities are up and the children are dying. And she just said, and how does that affect me, what's happening in China? Just on a power trip. And, you know, that woman, I'm sure, engages in tyranny every day up in Fort Worth and just enjoys herself on a big, fat power trip. But she takes the shots and she drinks the fluoride and she feels like she's part of the system. You're nothing. This same system's chewing your very soul out, lady. So you go ahead and make jokes and say they didn't take the Native Americans and destroy their culture. You know, the government, 250 years ago, the British government, the French government, openly in textbooks, in field manuals, talked about how they could go into a smallpox area, go into people's homes that had smallpox, and how they could get the blankets, because, it, again, Europeans have been dealing with it for tens of thousands of years, so they weren't as susceptible. They just got sick generally. And how they could take it and give it to the natives, and how it was a good way to wipe them out. Did you know that? That didn't start in the 1860s out west. That was being done in Canada, what's Canada today, in French Canada, in British Canada, and in British colonial what is the United States, original 13, and into the wilderness areas, going into Ohio and Iowa and going even further out into Illinois, going into Michigan, going into Tennessee. By the way, they've even got it on Discovery Channel now, going, I won't watch a lot of TV, but I happened to flip it on a few months ago and even saw them admitting what I'd already read in history books, that the Huns knew how to take somebody who had the plague, or they knew how to take somebody who had smallpox, and they would catapult their rotten bodies over the wall when they were running sieges against the Chinese, the Qin, and others. For Chinese comes from that, the Qin dynasty. That's what they would do. Oh, but the government doesn't launch bio attacks today. People were just doing it 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 years ago. Oh, no. They don't do anything. There's no social engineering going on. None of it's happening. We can just trust the government and do whatever they say. That matter of new scientist admits fluoride eats holes in your brains and massively lowers IQ and lists a whole bunch of government and university studies. I mean, I only mention that because people won't believe me. They'll believe new scientists. Doesn't matter if the American Medical Association, American Dental Association, since 2005 have said children shouldn't drink fluoride and shouldn't brush their teeth with it. They're not going to stop. Doesn't matter. A lot of you out there are would have just been averaged 100 IQs, but you've got a 90 and 85 and 80 because of the fluoride alone. So you can't even understand me right now. You're a drooling mess. But for those of you that have still got some brain left, listen to me. Stop drinking it. Stop letting them attack.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jimmy Vaughn, what a class act. My good friend, his wife's another wonderful friend, wonderful lady, Robin. That's why I love being in this movement, because I get to know the coolest people, the smartest people, the folks that love this country, that love decency, that love honor, that love goodness, righteousness, and Jimmy's just a sweetheart, and so is Robin. Every time I play that song, I think of Jimmy. Another fellow Austinite. I've got about a 5-minute clip. I'm not going to play it all because I want to go to Bob Chapman now and give you the economic outlook, what's happening. The stock market's up right now, as he predicted it would, but that was at the cost of a 75 basis points cut, which is decimating the dollar. Gold has surged back above $900 an ounce. It was $300 just 5 years ago. That's the real inflation being mirrored there. And I wanted to talk about what a crash will look like, and if we are going to have a crash, when he thinks that'll unfold, or if it will just be this long, slow slide into night. Then Ron Paul's called for investigation of the Fed. So is Cramer now, Jim Cramer of all people, on MSNBC, CNBC's on both. Who is to blame, why they're orchestrating this, how they're doing it, I was in a store line yesterday bringing some food home to the family and heard people talking about how the Federal Reserve was behind this, and they didn't even know who I was. It wasn't like they were listeners to this show. The word's finally getting out. But I want Bob Chapman, international forecaster, theinternationalforecaster.com, to be able to comment on this. So let's play a few minutes of Jim Cramer attacking the Fed. You thought you'd never hear it. Well, now you are hearing it. Things are changing. Here it is.
You know I am no fan of the Federal Reserve these days. You know that I think the Fed has hurt this stock market and this U.S. economy. Frankly, I think the Federal Reserve has run amok. It's become totally unaccountable. Tonight, I think I found a fellow traveler, Congressman Ron Paul, who's running for president as a Republican and has been highly critical of the Federal Reserve. I'm inviting all the candidates to swing through Mad Money to talk about your money. Congressman Paul's position is so important on the Fed, and his method of spreading his message for his campaign is so different from everyone else's, that we're thrilled to have him on the show tonight. Welcome, Congressman Paul.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you.
Great to have you. Look, one of the things that's changed, and you're changing it, caucuses and kissing babies, they don't cut it anymore on the campaign trail. This is 2007. YouTube is king in so many ways. I never thought we would have so much in common, Congressman Paul, but you and I have struck a chord and become YouTube sensations. And it's about an unlikely topic. It's about the Federal Reserve. And we know even the younger people are into it. Why is it that your message, my message, somewhat critical, well, absolutely critical of the Fed, is just reaching home to so many young people and actually everyone throughout the country?
Well, to me, it's utterly amazing. When I go to the college campuses, I get the loudest applause when I criticize the Fed and indicate that I don't even like the Fed and think we should talk about getting rid of it. So it is an important issue, and I think this is the first time in over 100 years that it's become an issue in a presidential campaign. So I'm really excited about it because the monetary issue is something that has driven me to get involved in politics for a long time.
Now, you have been, I think, spot on in saying that the Federal Reserve created the stock bubble with low margin rates, and it created the housing bubble with low mortgage rates. Yet I never hear about anyone talking about investigating the Fed in Congress. It's a creature of Congress. Why don't we do it?
You're absolutely right. That's why I introduce a bill constantly to audit the Federal Reserve. We've created the Federal Reserve, and it has no oversight. We don't even know if they have the gold there anymore. And it's so important, yet there's no oversight. I think it's even more secret than the CIA. So to me,
All right. It
ought to be open.
When we come in at the 8 after the next hour, I'm going to play the rest of it, but I want to get to Bob Chapman now, who will be with us until then, maybe even a little bit longer. He got second place yesterday in Louisiana in the caucus. He got second place in the Nevada primary. This is huge news, but Giuliani still gets 3-4 times the coverage Ron Paul does. They are really getting desperate right now, but thank God Cramer did have him on. Bob Chapman, I mean, 2-3 years ago, I would have never imagined we'd hear open discussions of the private Federal Reserve stealing gold, being more secret than the CIA, running the country. Now the top 5-6 videos on Google 100 are the Money Masters and other videos exposing the Federal Reserve, the Von Mises Institute, my video, America Freedom to Fascism. I mean, all the top videos now. This is really catching fire, Bob.
Well, and well it should. Incidentally, Aaron Arisa was one of our subscribers, and I infrequently talk with him. It's very nice to see intellectual honesty coming out of Wall Street. I hope Mr. Cramer knows the wrath that that's going to bring down upon him. I'm glad he said what he said. The tape that we heard is totally truthful, but they don't want to hear about that on Wall Street. They want to do what they want to do. And they've had free reign for a long, long time, and they essentially have a license to steal. You know, I spent 28 years in the brokerage business, and I own my own firm for a number of years, and so I know what they do. I'm one of the ones who left, retired, and unfortunately I have to work because I'm an A-type. But anyway, in the market, we saw a 2-hour turn that took the market from a minus 300 on the Dow to a plus 300. Now, let me tell you something. That doesn't happen by smoke and mirrors. That happens because the Working Group on Financial Markets, which is a creature of a executive order by Ronald Reagan in August of 1988, they go into the market and they rig the markets. Now, it was intended for emergencies, the emergency being October the 18th, approximately 1987. I was in London when the market collapsed. And what has happened is that they put this in place for emergencies. So what does the Fed and the U.S. Treasury do? They use it 24/7 now. They're in, bobbing in and out of markets, a pure fascism. But anyway, that's what they did. And, of course, they suppressed gold because they knew that they were going to drop rates, and they knew how much they were going to drop them, and they knew that would make gold go up. So they hit gold, and they do that by either arranging for selling from perhaps, and I say perhaps because we don't know whether America's got any gold or not. It hasn't been audited since 1954. Or they got another central bank to sell gold into the market, or bought puts, or shorted, or whatever they did. Anyway, they drove gold down, and then they did their 600-point turnaround after they made their announcement in a three-quarter of a point cut. And what happened? Gold goes up $25 this morning. They're not going to keep it down. The world is catching on finally to what they're doing.
Well, Bob, and, also on the face of it here, I mean, when you've got the private Federal Reserve with all these governors and presidents and chairmen who openly are in revolving doors with the biggest private banks, you know, the IMF and World Bank, this is the ultimate insider trading for select interest.
Absolutely. You know, in the past years, I think the only one that's come out of any of those institutions that was worth his salt was Joe Stiglitz. And he's still traipsing around telling people the truth. He just got fed up. He was the chief economist there. And
They gave him the, quote, IMF 100-point plan, and they openly stated, we're here to destroy third-world countries. We even want to do it to the first world, and we want to totally implode them so we can buy everything up with the credit and liquidity we issue. And he just said, you know what? I'm a globalist, but I'm not going to be part of this.
Exactly. You're absolutely right, and the outcome is that he's letting information out that people need to know, and I think he's doing a fine job, and I'm glad his honest conscience took command over the kind of greed that we saw with Alan Greenspan.
Well, last January 24th on this show, in fact, I looked it up, this is the date, he was here last year with us when he was in Texas. And he said that if within 2 years they hadn't reversed their policies, which he said they were doing on purpose, that it was a majority chance that we would go into a global depression. And now we're a year into that, and it looks like they're only going to accelerate the policies that are going to bring us to that.
And that's correct. And the only question, like you raised earlier, will it be quick or will it be delayed? And I am in the delayed school, so to speak. They're going to fight ferociously to keep the system going, to keep their money and power rolling as long as they can. They don't want to give up. And plus, they don't want it discovered what they've been doing, because people are just going to go off the deep end when they find out that they've been in rigging the markets every
they're
day.
Also
the public
busy
doesn't know that.
They're also busy for 3 years positioning their wealth into transportation, into military, into communication, into staples, into commodities that they know aren't going to go down when all the paper, corporate paper goes down the toilet. Is that accurate?
That's accurate. Absolutely. In fact, I saw the accumulation in commodities begin in the early 1990s, and around 1995, 6, and 7, Jimmy Rogers started to talk about it, and Jimmy has a lot more visibility than I do. He used to be George Soros' partner, for those of you who don't know. And Jimmy recommended commodities in 1999, and he's done handsomely with it. But the ones who are accumulating the commodities in 92, 3, 4, 5, and onward were the royal families of Europe, particularly the British royal family.
Now, expanding into a discussion of an investigation of the Fed, Ron Paul's calling for it, Cramer's calling for it. This signals to me, Ron Paul, of course, is a loose cannon to the establishment, but Cramer is on somewhat of a leash. For him to be attacking and now others to be attacking in some of the columns shows a shift in the power structure, at least at some strata. Your take on where that battle is coming from and how deep it goes?
Well, it is the main topic of discussion at the Davos World Economic Forum as well. And they're blaming the Fed. The only place that I think that this idea and the promulgation of this idea is coming from is financial interests in Europe. They are very disturbed that AAA paper was sold to them when, in fact, it was bogus AAA paper, and it was laid off on them, not sold to them. And they're going to take hundreds of billions of dollars in losses, and they're not very happy about it. So I think there's a schism that has been happening over the past 2.5 to 3 years between Illuminists in Europe and the United States. Part of that dissatisfaction is with the production of warfare and occupation in the Middle East as well.
Well, Bob, on Monday...
They really got bagged on this, and they're mad.
Well, Bob, I want to hear what you think they're going to do, but on Monday, when our markets were closed for Martin Luther King Day, as you know, a $60 billion, a $64 billion, or 40-something billion pound loss in England, and I'm looking at different numbers between 250 bill, 300 bill lost in these markets to this junk just in the last 4 days. What number do you have?
I'm looking at the long term on it. And my first estimate before the CDO crisis was with the homeowners in the United States, which is the mortgage end of it, and I projected between $750 billion and $1.3 trillion in losses, and this estimate was made a little over 3 years ago.
Well, they've already dumped $700 billion in the last 3 months into markets.
Well, you're talking about dumping, and I'm talking about losses.
No, I understand. So, I mean, why then is our Fed and the other central banks dumping over $700 billion over the markets, and you're saying, what's that going to do?
Well, first of all, the figure is probably close to about $1.2 trillion that the European Central Bank, the Bank of England, and the Federal Reserve have poured in to the banking communities. And they're rolling that money. Yes, the interest is being paid, but they're rolling it. And that's what's keeping these institutions in business. Otherwise, they'd go under.
Yeah, my number was about a month old. So you're saying in the last month and a half, it's been another $300-plus billion?
That's right.
Wow.
And, you know, they're having auctions every other week for $30 billion. And they create it out of thin air. So that's $60 billion a month, you know. 10 months, you get another $600 billion. And they won't tell you who they're giving the money to. It's a big secret. And their excuse is someone's going to make a run on some bank if they find out that they're borrowing it. We know who's borrowing the money. You know, it's just like Cramer said, it's more secret than the CIA. Well, I used to work in counterintelligence, and he's probably right. But the final numbers, we're looking at probably... within the ownership structure in America of homes, I think we're going to come in around $1 to $1.2 trillion in losses, and then the CDO losses themselves will be over another trillion. So we're looking at probably a $2.5 trillion in losses, which have been spread worldwide.
Well, Bob, that's my next question because. You know, this paper sold these bundled mortgages, the bundled credit cards, all of that is then leveraged and loaned out in the fractional reserve system over and over again. Big banks set up subsidiaries to get around the, you know, the 10 times rule. And we get into the hundreds of trillions. And so these waves just go into other sectors. What's the time frame until this completely unravels?
Hard to say, but it's at least 2 to 3 years. And the reason why is ABS really hasn't been attacked yet. It's asset-backed securities. Those are the loans that were securitized that are loans for vehicles, motorcycles. Incidentally, we shorted Harley-Davidson way up there, and people are making a pile of money on it. And pools and mobile homes and all those kinds of loans that normally are relatively good loans, but we're not in a relatively good economic time, and it's going to get worse.
Remodeling loans.
So the ABSs will come in later.
Remodeling loans, small business loans.
Exactly. And so those loans will continue to go bad over the next 3 years, and that paper will have the same problem that the CDOs have. Within the CDO structure, we're looking at subprimes, and we're also looking at ALTA loans. Well, they're going to stretch out over the next year and a half. And coming like a thundering herd behind them is another group called Pick and Pay.
Stay there. I want to hear about Pick and Pay on the other side. See, if we had a booming economy, we probably couldn't grow our way out of this. But instead, we've got a contracting one. We'll get Bob's take on the other side.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
TheInternationalForecaster.com is Bob Chapman's website. Get a free copy of his newsletter there. Subscribe. My websites are PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com. TruthTheNews.us, RonPaulWarren.com. Bob's going to be with us for a little bit in the next hour. Then I'm going to get into your calls, a ton of other global and financial news, as well as political news. Bob, in layman's terms, who stands to gain from this? Why are the elites doing this? And how do you see this unfolding, either on the good side or the bad side?
Well, a capitalization is everything was put into motion with the situation in the Middle East, geopolitically, for oil, to continue to keep the dollar being traded as the denomination for oil, and one of the excuses that the U.S. used to go into Iraq was that Iraq was trading oil in euros and other currencies. But there's that aspect of it, and that went completely awry. It's a disaster for the planners, the Illuminati. At the same time, in early 2002, they passed the point of no return. They had set a time plan whereby they would be able to start moving in 2009, 10, and 11 into a recession depression in the United States. And what happened was, after they set everything in motion, everything went upside down for them, and they tried to stop this economic and financial motion into recession and depression, and were unable to do so. And then came the exposure of the misrated CDO problem and the absence of a market for them. And so all of these things came to a confluence, and the powers behind a government didn't want that to happen because they weren't ready for it. Now they're scrambling to try to keep the system afloat. And the system, unfortunately, in Europe is almost as bad as it is here. And so Europe has been very badly affected, which wasn't expected. But nobody expected the CDO securitization to fall to pieces, which is essentially what's happened.
And, Bob, get into that final type of security that you said was unraveling. We were going into break, and you were going to bring up another type of investment that was also going to unravel.
Oh, that was the ABS, the asset-backed securities, which we talked about before. And then we talked about the pick and pay, which is a different type of adjustable rate mortgage where you have choices as to what kind of payment you're going to make.
And you see those unraveling as well?
Well, starting now, actually, but in a big way, in about a year and a half to 2 years, those pick and pays are going to start coming due. And the price of houses have gone down, and all they've been doing is paying interest and probably nothing on the back of the loan. And a home they bought for $1 million might be worth $850,000, and they're going to have to write a new loan, so that means they're going to have to come up with money to be able to make a new loan, and they can't do that. And there's a tremendous amount of those loans out. In my next publication, I have, like, Downey Savings and Loan and some of the others, and how they're going to get stuck with these things. So this thing is going to go out a long way in time. And sure, something could happen in the meantime that could, like a Continental Bank disaster, and everything could go down the chute. But in the absence of that, and we can't plan for that.
Stay there, Bob. We'll be back in 70 seconds. I want to ask you about rabbits they might be able to pull out of hats. Stage terror.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.